This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser is set to lead an investigation into the proposed merger between Kroger's and Albertsons. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Weiser said Thursday the merger could negatively impact consumers by causing higher prices, lower wages, and job cuts. He said his office will travel to various communities across the state to gather feedback on the proposed merger.
We will be investigating each of these concerns, and it's important that we hear from the people of Colorado.
Kroger, the owner of King Soopers and City Market, bid $20 billion to acquire Albertsons, which owns the Safeway brand. Together, they operate about 5,000 stores and employ over 700,000 people. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
A hospital in Leadville, founded in 1879, is facing some financial challenges. St. Vincent Health came within 24 hours of not being able to pay its employees before last-minute funding came through. CPR's John Daly is following the story.
In a special meeting with Lake County Wednesday night, St. Vincent Health Hospital leadership detailed its financial difficulties. St. Vincent Health said the top priority is to continue caring for patients. Leaders are working with the hospital district board to find short and long-term financial solutions.
CPR's John Daly. There's an avalanche warning for part of the White River National Forest in parts of southern Colorado. Many more of the state's mountains are in the middle of the avalanche danger scale. Ethan Green with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says people can be lulled into a false sense of security.
People are thinking about how great the snow is and how they can go out and go riding and have a good time, but we often still see pretty dangerous avalanche conditions.
Conditions stay busy in Colorado hospitals, with RSV and the flu keeping hospital beds occupied. Hospitalizations for the flu are increasing, while the numbers for COVID are down slightly in Colorado for the first time in nearly 2 months. Next this morning, Brittany Griner released from Russia, while another American is still being held there. That's in this next part of Morning Edition here on CPR News.